I feel great. I can't wait to start my radio show.
So he's maybe, a little sick.
Yeah, maybe just a couple seconds of quiet.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Yep, Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's on ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
It's not about the money. It's not about the money. If you and me, is it, girl? It's the child. It's the boat. It's the buzz. It's the sheer fuck off of the door. Am I right?
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It is now 11 o'clock, and thus, it is now Funk My Life. And I feel great because I don't have... Oh, wait, I do have the flu, and I feel shitty. Okay, so we're just going to start right into the set. Sorry about that. I got the cable.
Sorry,
got,
that was my fault.
The cable got knocked
over
out.
A cable.
So we're gonna try to start that again. I'm gonna try not to die as well. So all right. Well, that we're starting to set off with a little bit of a group called Slarty, and that's actually not a group. That's a DJ from Scotland. This is. The song is Funky Kingston, which is based off of the same tune by Toots and the Maytals. It's an old classic, and the rapping is done by Spoony G, who I have absolutely no idea who he is, but I'm going to guess he's a local and one of the friends. We've got things looking back together. Anyway, we're just about to start again. Ooh. No, it's okay. It's okay. Much love. Much love.
Have a good night.
All right. Have a good night to you, too. All right. Let's start that again.
It's not about the money.
Cool.
You and me, is it, girl? It's the child. It's the boat. It's the buzz. It's the sheer fuck off of the door.
Bring you the latest fire, pressure. your pleasure zone. This is your pleasure zone. The young ladies in the place is losing key. Not the game, the new folks on the TV. Tonight, what I'm gonna talk about is sex. But the way I say it, won't be complex. Do you walk around, girl, like you're sophisticated? But deep down inside, I know you're X-rated. You wanna be had like any other woman. All of your five girls and the ones that's bumming. You walk around, baby, like you got a whole lot. I wouldn't be surprised if you slept on your cot or your house without water. When you know your order, I have, but I respect it because it's somebody's order. Cause if I had a sister, I would want the same from any man that knew her, spoke her name. Now I'm not trying to tell you girls all to see. I'm only trying to say, baby, don't front on me. When you see me walking down the street and I say hi, don't look at me, girl, like you're about to die. Hey, just be nice, say hi back and keep walking. Cause I can understand if you ain't walking talking. I'm no Don Juan, I'm no Casanova, girl. I'm not out just trying to get over like a pimp or Mac. And that's a fact, I don't stay in between. I don't like it like that, but I can hump and pump and grab your rump and I can make your heart say dump, dump.
Right, things are back on track now, huh? Except I'm still... I'm going to be interrupting myself with the coughs occasionally. I picked up a really beautiful cold. It's actually a flu from going to Van Dusen Gardens with a couple of friends on Friday. And it's just floored me. I can't really... I couldn't walk for the past 2 days. Now I'm getting better. All right, so... We just finished a four song set. Once again, starting with Scotland Slardy with the track Funky Kingston. And that's actually a free download if you go to his SoundCloud page. We follow that up with Ottawa's Mayism. And I really like that song, but I can't really find much info on Mayism. I bootlegged that off of CBC's website, and they didn't fill in biographical information on their profile, so I can't tell you much about Mayism except that they're a five-piece band from Toronto, Ontario. Wait, why did I say Ottawa? Oh, we have a couple of Ottawa bands and DJs tonight, but Mayism's from Toronto. Anyway, so their website's down, and I couldn't find a biography, and I couldn't really find any other profile out there, so... That track was Take My Time, and that's a bootleg off the CBC. Stevie Wonder's track, Uptight, is the remix version by Freddie Joachim. The track Uptight is actually a very special Stevie Wonder track. Aside from the number one hit, Fingertips, only two of Wonder's singles made it to the top 40s. So he wasn't having much success at the time, which was in the late 60s. He was 15 years old, and he was in danger of being let go after only 2 years in the spotlight. And being 15, of course, his voice was changing. Stevie had to actually talk to his producer, Clarence Paul, to try to work his mature tenor voice into new styles. But lucky for him, Clarence really thought that this tenor voice suited him better, and he thought it was actually easier to write songs for. And Stevie came up with that catchy riff to Uptight, and his team wrote the lyrics. And on the day of the recording, the lyrics weren't in Braille for him to read. And so what Stevie and his team did was have his producers sing a line ahead of where he was, and Stevie simply repeated the lines as he heard them, and apparently he got it right on. The result was 1966's Uptight, Everything's All Right, a song about a poor young man's appreciation for a rich girl who sees beyond his poverty to his inner worth. So that remix is by Freddie Joachim, who started off as a service DJ and then turned into a battle DJ and then turned into a music producer from San Francisco. Sorry, not San Francisco, San Diego, with several studio albums. This remix is from the Miscellaneous Remixes album, also available on his website. And we ended everything off with the Shapeshifters track, Incredible. And that's the Engineers of Funk remix, which is available as a free download, once again, from the Engineers of Funk's website. And that's Engineers with a Z at the end. So go check that out. They actually have way more than just that one track, and it's all very quite good. We'll be right back with a couple of announcements.
I'll say we are.
Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin.
Alvin.
Okay. Happy holidays from the staff and volunteers here at CITR. To allow us to fully experience our respective turkey comas, play with our new toys, and return the sweaters that we realize don't fit us, we're going to alter the programming for a few days. Beginning at high noon on December 24th, we'll be broadcasting a 72-hour mix of Christmas and holiday music and spoken word programming unlike anything you've ever heard. Like Santa's elves, we've worked tirelessly and without overtime pay to assemble this seasonal miracle. Let us fill you with holiday cheer. 72 hours of holiday cheer, beginning at 12 noon on December 24th. Happy holidays from the whole gang at CITR 101.9 FM.
Let's sing it again.
Yeah,
let's sing it again. What do you mean overdo it?
We want to sing it again.
Yeah, great. Why can't we sing it again? We can't.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Funk My Life with Ochre. And we're a show, once again, about basically any kind of music with a groove, anything that has soulful vocals, or just anything that has some roots in music etymology, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about next. One of my more liked bands from the UK that most people know is Lily Allen, and she was discovered on MySpace by Regal Recordings, and that was back in 2004, and her debut album, A Right Still, was released in 2006. The main single from the debut album, All Right Still, is the song Smile. And what I want you to do now that I'm going to play Smile is to pay attention to the instrumentals and try to figure out what kind of style it is and how that would fit into a MySpace found diva from the UK. It's really an interesting source. So here we go with Smile.
When you first left me, I was wanting more, but you were fucking that girl next door. What'd you do that for? What'd you do that for? When you first left me, I didn't know what to say. I never been on my own that way. Just sat by myself all day. I was so lost back then, but with a little help from my friends, I found a light in the tunnel at the end. Now you're calling me up on the phone, so you can have a little wine and a moan. It's only because you're feeling alone.
One thing to try with that song is to hum out the mba 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 mba, and you'll start to notice it has a reggae feel. And what was interesting was when I was looking into songs that I could look into the etymology of, is that a lot of Lily Allen's instrumental tracks are straight from these old antique soul and funk tracks, and obviously reggae as well. The backing instrumentals is from a 1968 track Actually, I'm not sure if it's 67 or 68 because the details are very blurry from that time. It's the Soul Brothers with the song Free Soul. It's a very jazzy, very loose, very... it feels like it was done live, but I'm not entirely sure. The backing instrumentals were sampled from this, and it's a very authentic reggae jazz recording. There's very little information on the group available on the internet because, first of all, there's multiple groups called the Soul Brothers. But the one that's specifically from Jamaica in the 60s is the same one that Jackie Mattoo was once involved with. And Jackie Mattoo is one of the, I guess not many people know of him now, but he was and still is a Canadian funk legend. He came to Canada at the end of the 60s to start producing his own records, as well as starting a record label in Toronto, Canada. And Jackie's played in many, many different reggae bands in the 60s, including the Soul Brothers. So it's difficult to say if this Soul Brothers track actually has Jackie Mattoo playing one of the instruments. And it's entirely possible that he's jamming in Free Soul, the instrumental track that I am just right now about to play.
Thank you.
So that's a rare gem from the end of the 60s off of a compilation called Jamaican Memories. And the compilation was made as a 10-song sampler for the Blue Cat label back in 1968. But it's been re-released as a CD several years ago with 8 more singles, but otherwise completely intact, errors and all. They mislabeled some of the credits, and that's been kept intentionally intact. And the song quality is as lo-fi as the original LP, which really does give it a bit of a feel of authenticity. And that's how crazy it is that a UK pop superstar back a couple of years ago is somehow connected to one of the old Canadian funk and reggae legends in Ontario. So I found that really cool when I discovered that. Next up, we've got the Hammerheads with Stepping Out. And Hammerheads are an incredible 10-piece band from Ottawa, Ontario. The track is called Stepping Out, right? And it's from the 2007 album Aquarama.
Live and direct.
Yeah.
Once again, you're listening to Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is your host, Ochre. The last track you just heard is something called Lady Shaker by The Odd Couple, and that's off the Lady Shaker / Grassroots single, released on the Jalapeno label, so a European-based label. And Lady Shaker is from The Odd Couple, and The Odd Couple are two DJs, one being Sneaky Fox, a co-owner of German label Pulver, and Ernesto Picaro, another DJ, but seems to be a private individual. Can't find much information on him. He probably actually goes by a different DJ name and probably has not linked his real name to his DJ name. And the description on Jalapeno's website uses Ernesto Picaro, not his DJ name. So apparently they're named The Odd Couple because, I quote, because of their strange ability in the studio to guess correctly at all times what color underwear the other is wearing. That's a nice, cute bromance thing going on there. And the track's, once again, called Lady Shaker. And that's released just this past July. So they've got a couple of releases out. I haven't really heard the other ones, but except for previews, and they're really disco techie, I guess, not that different from what you just heard. And before we... I'm actually supposed to have a PSA queued up, and I completely have forgotten about it. And so actually, in the meantime, I'm going to try to get you guys to open up your computers and see about going to our website we just recently put up. It's funkmylife.com. I still need to get a couple of mixtapes on there, but otherwise it carries everything from the songs we played, and that means we do share the an MP3 easy-to-click streaming link on the side, and what's nice about the front page is that you can have easy access to a whole bunch of those YouTube embeds, that's what they're called, YouTube embeds on the front page that you can listen to songs and then decide whether or not you like some of them. And I actually, once again, have been really sick the past week, so I haven't been able to update as much as I'd like to. I mean, ideally, I can put everything I've ever played on that, on funkmylife.com. It's not just the home for the radio station, but it's also the home for a music blog. And I feel that not only Vancouver could benefit from a soul-based music blog, but the rest of the world as well. I mean, I follow a lot of different music blogs, and they all tend to veer off into the, I guess, the high-tech kind of music. So stuff that's done with software by, for instance, there's a lot of dubstep that's hitting the rounds, even on non-dubstep and non-hardcore, what's the word, really bassy dance blogs. I mean, and somebody is calling right now, so I will be actually playing the PSA. And also, I want to announce on New Year's Eve, we have a party coming up. I will actually put a link on funkmylife.com, but I will first try to, but you can actually join the event page on Facebook. It's called the 1990s, it's called the 1990s New Year's Eve Dance Party, but let's see if I can search for what it would actually be called. Yeah, it's called 1990s, without an apostrophe, just 1990s, New Year's Dance Party, no Eve, 1990s New Year's Dance Party. It's going to be a happening place. It's only $2 cover, and we're going all out with the gear. We're renting out several hundred dollars worth of lights and sound system. So it's going to go all night until the wee hours, and it's going to be a lot of like the stuff that I've been playing so far, but of course more songs that people recognize, because it's nice to have that sing-along to, you know, Cyndi Lauper. Anyway, here's some work learn PSA, and then I gotta answer this phone call.
Wait, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow, I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time, with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
Conclude tonight, and once again, FunkMyLife.com. We're going to have this up as a podcast, and we have past podcasts as well. Unfortunately, we did lose a couple of podcasts just because I didn't have an account and the backup system seems to have missed a couple of days. So, oh well, I might actually redo them. Just track and a little bit of information about the track, and then or you know what, maybe I can release them as mixtapes. I do not know yet, but either way, you do want to come to the 1990s New Year's dance party, because with the year 2011, that officially means the 1990s are retro. So yeah, I cannot really believe it either. Yeah, it's time to bring out all those old, ugly clothes that you wear to every other retro party that goes on in the city anyway. So it's kind of nice to just hang out like that. The information is on Facebook, and I will try to get it up on Funk My Life's front page by tomorrow. I don't think I have time tonight, as I have to get back to North Vancouver, which is a nice, you know, 2-hour journey. It's not that bad, especially with music. So I hope you guys really enjoyed tonight's set. I tried something a little bit